Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into the powerful story of Stephen's vision. This incredible account not only showcases a pivotal moment in early Christian history, but also holds profound relevance for our lives today. The Bible verses for today are found in Acts chapter 7, verses 55 to 56. But he, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Acts 7:55, 56.
Let's dive into the extraordinary moment when Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, experienced a divine vision. As he faced a hostile crowd, Stephen looked up to heaven and saw something truly remarkable. He witnessed the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. This powerful scene is not just a testament to Stephen's faith, but it also reveals profound truths about the nature of God. In this single moment, we see the presence of all three persons of the Trinity. God the Father serves as a point of reference, while Jesus stands in a position of honor and authority. The Holy Spirit filling Stephen enables this divine revelation. What's particularly striking is the depiction of Jesus standing at God's right hand. This posture signifies Jesus' divine standing and authority, showcasing his ability to receive souls and forgive sins. It's a vivid demonstration of Jesus' divinity and his unique relationship with God the Father. The Holy Spirit played a crucial role in Stephen's extraordinary experience. It was through the power of the Holy Spirit that Stephen was able to witness this divine vision of God's glory and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. This wasn't just a one-time event, though. The Holy Spirit continues to work in similar ways today, revealing glimpses of the divine to those who remain faithful and open to its leading. Stephen's reliance on the Holy Spirit is truly inspirational. In the face of extreme adversity, he remained connected to God's presence, allowing the Spirit to guide his words and actions. This teaches us the importance of staying attuned to the Holy Spirit in our own lives, especially during challenging times. By following Stephen's example and cultivating a deep relationship with the Holy Spirit, we too can experience profound moments of divine revelation. These may not always be as dramatic as Stephen's vision, but they can be just as transformative in our faith journey. Stephen's unwavering faith in the face of extreme adversity is truly remarkable. Despite being confronted by a hostile mob intent on taking his life, Stephen's focus never wavered from Jesus. This level of courage and conviction is both inspiring and challenging for us today. In our own lives, we may not face the same level of persecution that Stephen did, but we all encounter challenges and trials. Stephen's example teaches us that keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus can provide strength and peace, even in the most difficult circumstances. When we're faced with opposition or struggles, it's easy to become discouraged or lose sight of our faith. But Stephen's story reminds us that true strength comes from maintaining our focus on Christ. His unwavering faith allowed him to see beyond his immediate circumstances and glimpse the glory of God. Stephen's willingness to yield to the Holy Spirit's leading offers us a powerful lesson in faith. When we look at his example, we see the incredible impact of surrendering our thoughts and actions to God. It's not always easy to let go of control, but Stephen shows us the profound results of this surrender. Think about it. By allowing the Holy Spirit to guide him, Stephen was able to see a divine vision in the midst of intense persecution. This wasn't just a small moment, it was a life-changing experience that continues to inspire believers today. When we surrender to God's guidance, we open ourselves up to his transformative power. It's like handing over the steering wheel of our lives and trusting that God knows the best route. This surrender allows God to work through us in ways we might never have imagined. By yielding to the Holy Spirit, we can gain wisdom, courage, and strength beyond our own capabilities. It's through this surrender that we can truly become vessels for God's love and grace in the world. Stephen's example isn't just a story from the past, it's a powerful lesson we can apply to our lives today. In our daily routines, we might not face the same level of persecution Stephen did, but we all encounter challenges and obstacles. The key is to approach these difficulties with the same unwavering faith and focus on Jesus that Stephen demonstrated. When we're faced with adversity, whether it's a difficult colleague, financial stress, or personal struggles, we can choose to shift our focus to Jesus. This doesn't mean our problems magically disappear, but it does change our perspective. We can ask ourselves, how would Jesus want me to respond in this situation? Trusting the Holy Spirit's guidance is another crucial aspect of Stephen's example. In our busy lives, it's easy to rely solely on our own judgment. But if we take time to quiet our minds, pray, and listen, we might be surprised by the insights and direction we receive. This could mean making decisions that don't always make sense to others, but align with God's will for our lives.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude for the example of Stephen. Just as he kept his eyes on Jesus, even in the face of adversity, help us to fix our focus on you through every challenge we face. Fill us with the Holy Spirit as you did with Stephen, so that we may see beyond our circumstances and trust in your divine plan. Grant us the courage to surrender control, allowing your Spirit to guide our words, actions, and decisions. May we stand firm in faith, knowing that you are with us always, and may your love and grace shine through us in all we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, may God's grace and blessings follow you throughout your day, filling you with peace, joy, and strength. Take care, and may his love guide you always. Blessings to you.